Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
So, we would like to welcome all those joining us live, those listening to the archive. Welcome to a new graduate, Dr. Jeff Skoglund. I believe I pronounced your last name correctly, but congratulations on your doctoral degree you just got here a day or two or three ago, and that's always good. In fact, we have our student graduation, online graduation ceremony coming up here on May 5th, I believe. It's first Saturday in May. I'll be posting information on the student schools, both IMHS and TFU, soon, hopefully within a day or two, and so that's coming up. And I'm going to mention this a couple of times tonight. We just kind of invoked a review for the IMHS school on our Facebook page. And Tracy had sent out an email to our student body and asked for everybody to go by there and do a quick review if you're on Facebook. We sure appreciate it. We're up to 25 five-star reviews and some great reviews, some great points. And so if you haven't done that already and you're an IMHS student, we'd sure appreciate your input. If you could go there and click on the five stars and write a few words of what it means or meant to you, we'd sure appreciate it, because we'll help other students to make the same good decision you made as well. All right, so we need to see if we have sound. Fran is saying... Okay, well, Vicki has sound. I'm going to pause for just a minute to see if everybody can hear us. I will. Oh, okay, good. Okay, so some can hear us. Okay, good. So if you can't hear us, refresh the page. But you know, That's kind of dumb, isn't it? All right. So yesterday was the first day of spring, right?
Sure was.
Don't have quite the full moon. Of course, it's the spring equinox for the northern hemisphere and the fall equinox for the southern hemisphere. And this is a good time. We normally do our ceremony on this date. We've decided to forego it this time. But it is a great time to take a snapshot of where you're at right now and where you've come so far this year. If you're a recent graduate, well, you've made some great progress. And even if you're not a graduate, you've probably still made some great progress in terms of the school, if you're enrolled in our school. But in what ways have you made progress? You know, how are you different today? How's your life different than it was 3 months ago or 6 months ago or a year ago? This is a good time, you know, in the solstices, the equinox, is a good time to just do a review, a self-review of where you're at, where you're going, where you've been, and make any necessary adjustments in your course, in your path. And if you're enrolled at one of our schools, either IMHS or Thomas Francis University, and, you know, hopefully you're making some good progress there in your studies. And if you're not, if life's gotten in the way, you've got distracted or whatever, really want to encourage you to get back to it, because you enrolled for a reason. You have goals and objectives and things that you want to accomplish, and we want to help you accomplish those. So if you've stalled out a little bit, hey, it happens. No shame, no judgment, but make it your equinoctial goal to resume your studies and to get your degree so that you can achieve the goals and objectives that you set out to achieve. Those are always good things. So, snapshot time, where you been, where are you at, where are you going? Make any adjustments necessary. Any comments, Dr. Hunter?
Well, I love spring. I mean, I love the spring. Aside from the fact that, you know, you start seeing green things and the snow is melting for those of us who have snow. And I guess you don't have snow, do you, Dr. Kelly?
No. I don't know. What is it, that funny white stuff that falls from the sky?
Yeah, that stuff. I just love the renewal time. I think that it's a whole rebirthing cycle. And more, of course, I do appreciate, the, you know, the holidays and New Year's, but spring is special. Spring is, I don't know, it's just reinvigorating. So it's when you get your energy up and you want to go for a walk or you want to start to get out and do things and garden and, you know, lots of fun stuff. So I say, yeah, it's a really good time to take a few hours out of your week even to open, you know, open your computer and start looking at your studies, you know, even though it's a busy time. So we have to keep that in mind too. So, no, I love the spring. I think it's a great time of year.
It is. You know, it's even great down here in Florida because the weather is beautiful as a rule and, you know, it's not too hot. It's been a little bit on the chilly side for us down here.
Okay, okay. We don't want to hear any more about it.
Yeah. But, you know, things do get a little bit greener. I mean, they kind of stay green, but they're, you know, the grass can get a little bit brown due to the lack of rain in the wintertime, but it's starting to get green. So anyway, spring's a great time to renew your commitments and get back on track for where you want to be. That's the thing.
You know, can I share an extraordinary experience? I've never seen this before. Today I went some errands, driving home, and way up in the middle of traffic, not that we always have a lot of traffic where I live, but I look up and there are two eagles flying together, you know, bumping into each other. And I go, oh, they're mating. Well, they joined and they honestly did this spiraling all the way, like at least 100 feet down in the air and about 20 feet above the cars. They separated and both flew off. It was absolutely phenomenal. Every driver on the road, everybody's slowed down. They're all looking up. I've never seen it before. And it was just like, oh my, right in the middle of town and these two huge eagles. And I say, well, it's spring. So, yeah, that was a really cool thing to see.
I saw probably three eagles here in Florida a little over a year ago. I was out bike riding, and I have never seen eagles in Florida, but they were there. They were in a little park area, and they were on the ground, and it was cool.
Wow.
So, yeah, yeah. I don't see them very often at all.
You know, and to get us started on our program tonight, I did just randomly pick one card, and it is number 40, relationships. And I think that kind of leaves me, it actually helped me remember this, you know, eagle story today.
What was the card you picked again?
Relationships.
Oh, good.
Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They're not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship regardless who's with. Anyway, for healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship or to the relationship of one thing to another. And, you know, we've often said, and you've said this, Dr. Kelly, we're in the relationship business, you know, mm-hmm. And this is when, you know, we think spring, you start getting out more, you see your friends more, if you've been home in snow or cold, you know, people don't tend to get out very much. So now we are getting out more, and I think this is a great time to remember who's important to you. Mm-hmm. And reconnect with people maybe you haven't seen for a little while. You know, we only get back what we put into it. And again, if you're putting in too much in a relationship, you don't hear back, well, move on. And it's just a great time to remember that we are human beings who are all about relationships, friendships, family, and whatever kind of relationship you think about, you know, that's what we do. So I think that's a really good way to, aside from talking about spring, to start off the program.
And speaking of relationships, you know, we have our own private Facebook-like network called One Planet Community. And so if you're a member, you know, and you haven't been there in a while, why not go and log in and see what's going on? There's several posts there. And if you're not a member, and if you're a member of our church or a student enrolled in one of our schools, you can join. It's free. Just go to oneplanetcommunity.com, and you can either log in there or create an account there and check in with, because, you know, that's a community of like-minded people. You know, I mean, a lot of times metaphysicians get crap from other people. You know, it's not a real degree, it's not a real school, blah, 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 blah. Basically people who don't know any better. And, you know, and they may not be open to expanded concepts. And I'm not talking about crazy things. I'm just talking about expanded concepts of metaphysics, consciousness, existence. But you've got a community of people here who are like-minded. So I encourage you to go there and post and kind of keep us up to date what's going on with you.
You know, sometimes I think that the task in a day is to plant even one good seed, even if it's not to educate people about metaphysics by any stretch, but just to plant a good seed of thought. Like, you know, if you happen to be in even a brief conversation with somebody, plant a good seed of thought to say, you know, I thought about this, and that's just something I think about. And they go, oh, really? And it shares just that stimulation, you know, that, you know, poke a little bit, but in an ever so kind way without giving unsolicited advice, you know. And just having that kind of connection with others, even if we're not on the job, so to speak. I like to be a seed planter when it's appropriate. So I think that, keep that in mind as you're going through your days, you know, especially springtime, seed planting, a little pun there. Had to throw that in. Yeah.
Michael.
Well, thinking about this, excuse me, time of year, this spirit of renewal, of rebirth, it makes me think about a lot of the goals that I've had, and I'm not one to set New Year's resolutions, but I will say that there's been a lot of projects that I've started and I haven't finished, and I've taken the occasion to kind of launch into a new push to try to expand on a few things. It's everything from teaching myself guitar, learning a new language, working more in the school. And it can be all too easy to, you know, let things in life pile up. It can be easy to, you know, relax, get away from the world, and sometimes you need to do that, but if you do it too much, you get into a rut, and it's an old adage, but true, that nothing worth doing is easy, and the satisfaction you get is from really setting your mind to something, focusing on an objective, and completing it, and succeeding. It recharges the soul, and given that we are in that time of spring, of new life, I think it's a perfect moment for me, and I think it would be a great opportunity for a lot of others as well.
Very good.
I think that's really exciting, taking on new projects and learning new language. I think that's really cool. One of the things that I do a lot of time with in my work with clients, and I ask if they have a hobby. And, you know, it's amazing how many people do not have a hobby. And they say, well, you know, I like to go to the gym. I said, no, that's not a hobby.
Yeah, okay. It's interesting.
And, well, I like to read. I said, well, that's all right. But I like to suggest a practice of doing something where you see it outside yourself. You see the results outside yourself, not just internal. That you see it, like if you're working for your degree, then you get that piece of paper. That's outside yourself. You can hang that up on your wall. Say, I worked really hard. I earned that. The same way for a hobby. Like whether it's crocheting, painting a picture, you know, drawing stick people, I don't care. You know, there's so many ways that we can express ourselves utilizing time. And what that does is it inspires the creativity in us. and it inspires ideas. And but even in that time where it does become kind of mindless, we see a result. You know, Dr. Kelly, with your music, you see the result. You can push the button, and it's outside yourself. So it's whatever anybody can, you know, consider to do for themselves. It's maybe it is to take a class. Maybe it's, I don't know, anything from, you know, you don't have to go so far as silversmithing or, you know, get, you know, get.
You don't have
really,
to, but it's recommended. You
know, yeah, I liked it myself. But, or, you know, clay work or anything, but something that is internally creative but outwardly expressive, and you see the product in your hand, that you've got something tangible for your time. It is so motivating and so inspiring, and from one step it just starts to create other steps. Maybe you do one project because you tried it and you'll never do it again. You're inspired now to go do something else. So that's it's really exciting what that does.
And I'm going to comment on that too, because I think you've hit on something that's very important. And I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of things they do. But like you said, I think there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of things they do. You know, maybe their life is just involved with watching TV and, you know, and not, and working and doing the necessary things. And, you know, I mean, that's it. And there's so much to be said for projects. And I'm just going to, if you don't mind, I'm just going to talk for a moment about me because of my approach to it. And maybe it will inspire some and bore others. I don't know. But I'm going to talk about it. But one of the things about me that just when I was, I don't know, 18, it was like 4 years ago. Can you believe that? I wouldn't. That was a lie. But when I was around 18... I was just enthused with life, you know. I mean, I was get out of my teen years, always a plus, and I was enthused about life. I was interested in a lot of things, and one of the historical figures that inspired me was Leonardo da Vinci. And the reason was that, you know, he did so many different things. You know, it was, he did the anatomy stuff. He was a painter, obviously, you know, and he was creating and engineering. You know, he tried to create the first helicopter and different things like that, different mechanical things. But the one thing that impressed me about him was he was eclectic. In other words, he was varied. He had a lot of different things that he did. And that really impressed me and inspired me because I wanted to do a lot of different things. I didn't have just one interest. I had all kinds of interests. I mean, I remember dragging my friends down to UFO lecture when I was 18 years old, you know, and it was interesting. It was fascinating. The possibilities were fascinating. You know, what if it was true? What does that mean? You know, that it just opened up the whole world. And so that's kind of the attitude I took from my late teens. And at that point, I was already, you know, playing my guitar and writing songs, and I had my group, and you know, we played around a little bit, you know, in the local area for different places and so forth. And you know, then I got into 21, 22, got married, and let my music go because I, you know, was too involved in the church and all that, and the religion. Anyway, but still through the years, I had a varied interest. I mean, I always read books on UFOs and paranormal stuff, even though it wasn't, you know, I didn't tell anybody about it because in the religion it wasn't really encouraged. You know, it's just demonism and all that, according to them. But all through the years, I just had such an interest. And so once I left the religion 20 years ago, that really opened up things for me. You know, I started a paranormal research group by the name of Spirit Team. I started Paranexus, you know, and that's just part of it. I was always doing, you know, I've always done projects, you know, buy an old boat that needed to be restored. I did that, you know, trailers, restore them. I just, you name it, things around the house. I mean, projects, you know, and here a little over a year ago, I decided I wanted to reprise my music. So I turned my study into a studio and just added a little bit here and there and started practicing a lot more. I mean, I hadn't picked up the guitar in years. And I had written all these songs, and a lot of them are lost because I just don't have recordings of the melodies, but I have a book with all the words in them. But I do have I had a bunch of tapes and with my practice sessions. So I was able to recapture a lot of those songs, which is the ones that I'm recording now. These are songs that were like 40 years ago, almost 40 years ago. And so I'm redoing those and recording those, and it's very fulfilling. It's a hobby, you know, so that's another thing I do. The other things I like to do, you know, I mean, I started the school, the church and school just almost 8 years ago. And 7 years ago, Dr. Hunter joined us. I mean, she'd gone through the program too and been with us ever since. So, you know, I did that. I'd like to do graphic arts in terms of on the computer, logos, all kinds of things. So my approach to it, you know, how hard can it be? I mean, I basically do everything around here in the house. You know, if the water system needs to be fixed, I fix it. I replaced the water heater the other day again. First one went bad, but hey, it had a 12-year warranty. Anyway, you know, and so I never shy away from doing anything, and that brings me a lot of fulfillment. And so what do you have that fulfills you? What are your projects? What is your unique expression of you? Because that will add joy to your life. It's fun. I mean, Dr. Hunter is, she's a very unique painter. She's got the tree paintings that are very unique and very cool. In fact, she sent us a couple and we got them hanging on the wall here.
Those are carvings. I did those.
Painting, carving, same difference, yeah. Okay?
I know. I don't know. There's just, it's so exciting for me to do art, even though, and look, the only reason I started selling some of my art is my kids got angry and they said, look, Mom, what are we going to do with all this stuff when you die?
Oh.
You know, it's like I had so many piles of paintings and stuck around. And I usually just give them away as a gift, you know, now and again. Somebody say, oh, I like that. It's okay. Here, take it home. And so I have a lot of my paintings down in a salon downtown.
Oh, so you do have paintings then?
And yeah, I do. And
I know ours are carvings, but I was saying you painting. You do a lot of paintings.
And now I'm starting a brand new type of art called Boom Stain, and it's really abstract, which is a whole new expression for me. A friend of mine started selling it, so I got a few bottles. I whoa, this is addictive. It's just fun. And I do it because, like, my favorite medium to work with is clay. That's my, for years I had my own kiln. I just carved and built, and I just love clay. So I joined the art center here, and once in a while I build something, and I have some original face masks I've done, and I made these cool. Forms out of them, and so I can replicate, reproduce. So it's a learning thing, and I say, well, again, for me, I just say, I don't know how to do that. Well, I guess I'm going to find out. Because if you want to know something bad enough, you'll learn it. And again, I always say, even if I never do this again, it's been a fun experience. Because this is just me, for me, I'm perfectly selfish that way. I love to explore more of who I am. And the feelings that I get when I do it, and the thinking. I always observe thoughts. You know, I know it's perfectly selfish to say, no one should be more interesting to you than you are to yourself.
Yeah.
It helps me get to know me and know me better. I can debrief from a day. I can debrief from a program. I can, you know, think about what I'm going to write next, or an idea will randomly pop into my head and I go to the computer and I start writing. And it depends what kind of an individual you are. I do know a lot of people who do not have a hobby. My friend Susan, who has his Boom Stain now, she said, Vicky, I can't even draw stick people. Like, it's not going to happen. She said, I've never done art before. She's an avid gardener and very creative. Mm-hmm. She's a hairstylist. But she got these boom paints. And I stopped by her house today, and she's making coasters and making these beautiful flowers. I said, oh, my God. I said, I think you just found your niche. Like she's, there's an artist in her. She said, I didn't know I could do this. So,
great.
And it's completely different from anything I know of anybody else to do. I'm sure they're out there, but you know, I don't know that. So it's, now she's tapping into a side of herself that, and it's uplifting when you do that because you're getting to know yourself differently. And, but a lot of people don't do it. They go to work, they come home, they have families, they don't take time for a hobby, they don't make time, they don't think of it. They say, well, I don't know how to do anything. Because in their lifetime, it's all that kid stuff is suddenly left to childhood. You make this, you know, segue into adulthood, and that's just child's play.
And that's why I left my music for all those years. I'd forgotten that. And that's a great point you're making.
But that is the child in us. And that is that youthfulness, that creativity, that inspiration that we're born with. And I think our task is to always keep that intact and to keep moving forward. Because that's our spirit, right? That's the spirit in us that's talking to ourselves. So one of the exercises I do with people, I say, what did you like to do when you were a kid? What kinds of things did you like to play with? Like, were you, you know, a sports kid? Were you an art kid? Were you a drama kid? A singer? Oh, I used to sing. I said, well, why don't you join your local choir? You know? Oh. Yeah. And I ran into one of my daughter's friends the other day. She said, you know, I just joined a singing group here. And she said, we're going to do, and in fact, they're going to do Jesus Christ Superstore, some kind of superstar in some other artistic way, thankfully. But she said, I haven't sang for 20 years. I said, good for you. See, it's exciting to see that life come back in people.
Yeah.
You know, she's been raising children. She left all of that behind. And so that's, I mean, there's something. Everybody has something. And even if you only do it for an hour a week or half an hour a week to tap into that, you start to make peace with yourself. You start to feel alive again inside. And it's this, and I don't mean to keep going on about the child inside, but it's really important to bring out that, as you said, Dr. Kelly, earlier, that when you were a kid, you always had all these interests, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what children do. We have interests.
Well, you're talking about really living your life.
Exactly.
Live your life to the full.
Everybody has something. You know, Dr. Jeff just said, I want to make little wooden boxes for cards, stones, or other metaphysical treasures. And that's awesome. And Jeff, I'm going to say this. I hope you don't mind, Jeff. Jeff is really an extraordinary man who found out a few years ago that he has degenerative eye disease and he's legally blind. Jeff finds all kinds of ways to challenge himself to make the best of his time while he's still got sight, some sight. And he manages his computer, magnifying glasses, and
graduated with his doctoral degree.
Just graduated, keeps taking courses. I have the utmost respect for you, Jeff. Not only are you just an all-around nice guy, but there's something so inspiring about you, something very magical, and it's contagious. So you, being around you makes people step up. And you don't know that maybe, but that's what you do. And the fact that you want to make little wooden boxes, I should say, power up. That's exciting. Good for you.
And, you know, we have others here in the chat room, too, who have, you know, done a great job. Fran, Dr. Darlene, who have done a great job in the program and, you know, in the school. And and this is the thing that's so cool about this school is, you know, and we don't have many 20 somethings enrolled. I mean, most of our student body is really probably the bulk of our student body is 40s, 50s, 60s, and we have some in 70s and 80s. But, you know, people come to this. I mean, this is not always, usually not the first career. It's, you know, something ever, second or third or whatever. And, you know, and to do that, you know, in these years, in these 40s, 50s, 60s, and even beyond, is a real achievement. And so, you know, I take my hat off to them and to all of our students who do this, and people who are not content with just existing, but who want to really, really live and keep up that great work. So, all right, let's
yeah.
About cards.
Anybody like a card, then please put your name down and be happy to. You know, I would just go ahead and draw cards for you, you know, from the names that I see. But I don't want to trespass if it's not something you're willing to share. And that's a really important point, too.
Yeah,
we talk about relationships. Don't trespass. Don't assume things about other people. Don't take on their thinking for them. Don't just assume somebody's really going to want that or like it. Always be respectful and ask. So we do have a couple of people already. Fran just put her name in there. And, you know, Fran, I got to think for yourself. You know, I hope you don't mind, Fran, I'm going to say this. We're going to say all the best to your husband who's in the hospital and having a little surgery tomorrow. So you certainly do, you know, have your challenges and worries at the moment. I have all good faith. Everything's going to be fine. This card is think for yourself. So maybe this card is coming up because you might be challenged with a few people or you know, stuff. So better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentially unhealthy thinking of others, as well as outside popular beliefs simply for popularity's sake. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's identity. This may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine and listen to your own truth. And I think that in part there, in between the lines, Fran, is intuition. So, you know, I've been around people who have needed care, and there's like a nurse who was, you know, really tired and getting off her shift and wasn't quite doing what she needed to be doing. So think for yourself. And if you see something like that, speak up, be yourself, and follow your gut. So,
and that also, you know, applies to students who may get grief from friends and well-intended friends and family members about them being, you know, studying for their degrees in metaphysics. And I think that that has deterred a lot of students. You know, they get all excited, they enroll, and they're eager to share it with their friends and family, only to be met with, well, that's not a real degree, or that's not a real school, or, you know, all this derogatory crap. And that's when you really need to think for yourself and not to allow your own path to be determined by what other people think, because that's them esteem. Mm-hmm. And so think for yourself, stick with it. You know, if this is what you want, you go after it. You know, like whatever that admiral said, I can't remember his name now, back in the Civil War, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, you know. So mm-hmm. What? That's their opinion. And what they think of me is none of my business. I'm going to do my thing. And that's another thing that I've always done. I've always moved forward on my own path, and I've done what I thought was best and what I was going to do. And I've had people in, you know, relationships and friends and so forth that have been around me, and they just couldn't keep up. They didn't, it wasn't their path. They didn't like it. They left. Fine. That's fine. But I'm moving forward. I know exactly where I'm going and what I want to achieve and what I'm doing, and I'm heading that way. You can come with me, or you don't have to. It's up to you. But I'm not going to alter my path because you may not like it. That's your stuff, not my stuff. So, good
well,
card.
Well, speaking of which, Fran just said she had a little bit of a run-in with her husband's cardiologist, and she drove home her point. So my intuition was on there.
Right.
I love that. Good for you, Fran. So,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that Dr. Jeff is next, and I was going to ask if you'd pick a card, Michael, but please say your point first.
Oh, I'd be happy to. I would just like to say this. I had thought of it earlier and just thought of it again when you would reference that some people get a little bit kickback from friends and family about the school. And I'd like to point out that, well, universities can and do offer a lot of good information. I have had international relations professors that are employed by universities that couldn't help but refer to Russia still as the Soviet Union. I've had economics professors that can't help but refer to Connecticut as Connecticut, and who I had really learned the entire course from the textbook because it made no sense, the lectures. So let's look at the information that's being given out, and let's really judge it by its merit and not with these preconceived notions, because when you get past those stereotypes, you find that the world is a little bit more complicated, and maybe these friends and family can be encouraged to think that way as well.
And let me just, before you move on, let me just interject here again. You know, if you're not already enrolled in IMHS or Thomas Francis University, go to facebook.com/IMHS school. And you can read what I think we have now, 26 five-star reviews, and read what the graduates are saying about what we teach. I mean, we teach grounded life skills, things that we all should have learned in school but never did. Should have learned them growing up but never did. I mean, this is not foo-foo-ville. This is grounded, practical application, healthy living stuff that changes lives. So, and again, if you haven't had an opportunity to do a review, we'd sure appreciate your five-star review and saying some words about it. It will help other people. So go ahead, son, with Jeff's card.
All right, and Dr. Jeff, I pulled number 45, Inspiration and Motivation, and I couldn't think of a better card for our conversation tonight.
Awesome.
Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy.
I love that card. That's a great one for Dr. Jeff.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that we've pulled that one in a while either.
No, I don't think so. Well, I just pulled one for Dr. Darlene. And the first card in our Inner Oracle deck is perfection. And it's one of the first things discussed in the courses, of course. And so this one's for you, Dr. Darlene. Always remember that you're perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they're vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. Well, holy springtime. That's what I think. So maybe there's just a little situation going on, but it's just come back to yourself. Know you're perfect and a perfect work in progress, and move forward. So we all need that little reminder from time to time. So as it applies, I kind of feel in between the lines of that one, just transformation and coming back to yourself, always being grounded in the center of understanding who you are as life begins to grow again.
All right, so that's probably time to wrap up tonight's program, and we've talked about a lot of cool things. Hopefully you found some encouragement to really live your life, do your projects, do your hobbies. Don't forget you, because life is way too short to do that, and it's also way too long to do that. So, get the motivation and inspiration, understand you're perfect just the way you are, and you'll just be happier for that. And so we appreciate everybody's time and attention. If you have any suggestions for topics or even guest speakers or whatever, please don't hesitate to let us know, admin@icmhchurch.org, and we'll be happy to consider those. Until next week, I guess I should thank Dr. Hunter as always, and Michael as well. I don't want to forget you guys. You always do a great job. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Happy spring.
Good night, everybody.